Cut Day cleared Bijan Robinson's room nearly to the walls. Atlanta kept only two running backs on the 53, Robinson and Brian Robinson Jr., per Ely Allen at Pro Football Rumors, after releasing Tyler Goodson, waiving Nate Carter, and placing Trey Sermon on injured reserve, per Will McFadden at AtlantaFalcons.com. Goodson's release landed as one of the biggest surprises of Atlanta's cutdown given his preseason, which included a 49-yard touchdown run against Indianapolis, per Kevin Knight at The Falcoholic. The arithmetic for the lead back is simple. Every rusher who made noise behind him in August is gone or on injured reserve, and the roster now carries exactly one other back. One of the two questions we left open did not get an answer at all. We asked whether Robinson would take a series in Friday's preseason finale against Miami or go to September cold, and the reporting we hold does not say. The team site game breakdown of the 17-12 win by Will McFadden and Torrey McElhaney at AtlantaFalcons.com never names him in a play. The only place his name appears in it is a photo caption of him with fans during the game. That is not evidence he sat, and it is not evidence he played. It is a gap, and we would rather log it than fill it. The other question got its first reading, and the answer was not his name. The first team offense scored one touchdown all night, and it was Brian Robinson Jr. punching it in from 3 yards out, per the same game story. One preseason series is one preseason series. That is the first observed goal line snap of the Stefanski offense, not a hierarchy. Our June preview built Robinson's case on volume and receiving work, with touchdowns that ran cold for the workload, and the August file has mostly fed it. The first live 11-on-11 touches went to him. Cut Day never threatened him. And now, the room is too deep. The one thing the preview flagged, the goal line share, logged its first data point in the other direction, worth exactly one series of weight, and his own night in Miami went unrecorded. We'll check back as week one comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.